This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With Scott Mills, because Chris is on holiday.
International Radio 1.
Good actual morning, Ant and Deck.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning, everybody.
You're right.
Yeah,
yes,
very good, thanks. Are you getting on that horse yet?
No.
Get on it.
You've got to do it now.
Don't. It's my worst nightmare.
Do you know what? I feel your pain. When back in the days of Biker Grove, right?
Yeah.
This has gone back a few years. PJ had to learn to ride a horse blind.
Do you like how he talks about himself in the third person? Like Craig David.
PJ.
It was a character.
It was you.
I learned how to ride a horse and hated every minute of it. They're really scary.
Did anything bad happen?
I fell off during filming. I didn't hurt myself. But I didn't fall off spectacularly like they have been doing on the show. I kind of slid off.
Right.
In a really kind of.
See, I'm hoping that I don't really have to break into much more of a, than a canter,
right.
And then I'll just fall into like some soft earth. And
right.
I am hoping you fall off, though.
Well, yeah.
It'd be pointless if you didn't. There'd be no comedy there.
Yeah, exactly.
On that same subject, I've never been able to paintball since that Biker Grove episode. Strangely enough.
Funny that, isn't it?
So, Poker Face is going very well.
Yeah, yes. Very well. Thank you.
Yes. Very good. Now, it finishes on Sunday, doesn't it?
Yes.
Running all week, and someone will win £1 million, which is amazing.
It's quite scary, that, really. You know, we're giving away £50,000 every night. And it's scary enough, it's quite nerve-wracking enough, giving away the £50,000. In the tension in the studio, I don't know what it's going to be like giving away the million. That's going to be quite nerve-wracking for the contestants, but also for us.
Yeah.
You know, it's a serious amount of money, isn't it?
You don't want to stuff it up.
No,
you?
Well, exactly. Don't start saying things like that, because you know it'll happen.
You don't want to say the wrong name right at the very end.
And then have to take it off them.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean you.
No, you're not a millionaire, I meant her. Sorry.
See, this is my kind of game show, because it's ingenious. You don't actually have to know the answers at all. You just have to kind of pretend that you do.
Yes.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Love that.
You just have to convince everybody else that you do. It was an idea we had down the pub, and it was one of those ones that we were kind of going, why do all the clever people always win the quiz shows on TV? Let's make one for us. One that you don't have to get the questions right.
Was this an idea? Because I'm quite interested in this, right? Because we come up with a lot of our stuff in the pub, and you know, you can have a million people with ponytails drinking Red Bull around a big boardroom table going, let's have a thought jacuzzi, yeah? However, I'm a firm believer that most of the good ideas in the world you can come up with in the pub.
Either in the pub or having a poo. They're the two places. If you're having a poo in the pub, you know it's a winner.
I tell you what, TV gold.
No, you can't, because you have to hover if you have a poo in a pub. You can't sit and relax.
Where do you write your notes?
Exactly.
Noel Edmonds, Deal or No Deal. Down the Red Lion.
Yeah. In the pub.
It's a fact.
So is this from a one pub meeting that you came up with? Or is it kind of several?
It was the idea for an end game for a different show. And the rest of the show was rubbish. But we really liked this bit, and we worked on it and realised that, you know, it could work on its own. It could stand alone. And we played it with some mates of ours in a pub. We booked upstairs, and we just kept playing it and really enjoyed it. And they kind of said, you know what? It's simple, but it works. And when you find something that's very simple, you think, oh, there must be a flaw somewhere. Why hasn't someone done it before? Blah, blah, blah. And, you know, they just hadn't.
The thing is, though, now, we're going to watch the rest of the week thinking now, this part of the show, did they think up in the pub or whilst having a poo?
They're very easy to spot.
Also, you know, when you're in the pub coming up with a great idea like this, do you often find, as we do, that the next day look at the piece of paper and go, what a load of crap.
Oh, God, yeah.
More often
than not.
Where did that come from?
And a lot of the time, I don't even understand what I've written down. You're like, what is that supposed to say? No, that doesn't work all the time.
Is it true that you've sold the format around the world already?
We've sold it not everywhere, but it has been bought by a couple of territories,
Because let's be honest, that's where the cash is.
Well, so they say. No, we haven't seen any of it, but no, we'll wait and see.
A couple of places, you never know.
Now, we've got, just between you and me, we've got a few things that might be of interest to you. Because
brilliant.
Obviously, you're quiz show moguls now.
Yeah.
We've got some ideas for some shows that you might want to buy off us for a bargain price, and then, like Poker Face, maybe sell around the world to different territories.
Okay.
Were these come up within the pub?
These are,
to be honest, I had nothing to do with any of these. But Chappers and Laura have got some for you.
I think you'll be able to tell that they're more loo than some pub. To be honest,
is some it pub these... or poo? You decide.
Pub or poo?
Put that down.
We've formatted that already. Yeah. We've copyrighted that one already. Sorry.
Now some of these have been piloted live on air on Radio 1 with varying amounts of success. So,
car alarm or not, which involved going into a car park, describing the car for two contestants back in the studio. They had to decide, when I kicked it, whether the car alarm would go off or not.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And
that was a toilet one.
How do you make sure the kick is the same strength every time?
Please don't pick flaws in them.
Is this
what happens when you flog the format? They pick holes.
This is what the Americans are going to ask.
To be honest, you can't get half an hour out of that, can you?
No, you can't.
No.
And you could get arrested.
Yep. Next.
What fish am I? Okay. Right? You blindfold the contestant, you put a fish in their hands, they feel the fish, but you also give them a clue, and they have to guess, what fish am I?
Right. Wow. Because, you know, there's a lot of fishermen in Britain, and I think they're untapped.
I like that.
I like it.
See, that's,
what
that's
fish am
one.
I? Mm-hmm.
So a typical clue would be, you put the fish in their hand, and then say, I am the Lord Almighty, but I begin with a C.
And the answer would be...
Is it a cod?
You're doing that without feeling the fish.
You haven't even got the fish in your hand.
Didn't even have to feel the fish.
You're a natural.
Have you opened the contestant hotline yet?
And finally, from Chappers, this one, which was an immense success on Radio 1, and probably out of all the three, the one that I would look at most seriously, in deck.
Meal or no meal?
I like it already.
I love it already. Five tins of food, labels taken off, two contestants blindfolded, they pick a tin, they have to eat the contents. One of the tins, though, is dog food. And the loser is the one who gets the dog food, and they have to eat it.
Great. It's got a cruel twist, which I like.
Yeah. It appeals to students, does that one.
Yeah.
As well. They love it.
Yeah. Really, I love that one.
Slightly cruel. Simon Cowell to Horst. Yes, we love it. Yeah.
Let's go for lunch at the Ivy and discuss.
Sold. Brilliant.
Sold.
Okay, Laura's got some as well. Now, these haven't been tried out on air yet, but she's very keen to.
Yeah. Hi, Ant. Hi, Deck. Right, they might need
a bit of work. You just looked at us the wrong way around. You looked at me when you said hi, Ant.
Because you're the wrong way around. You're always Ant and... Oh, no,
you're the right way. You looked at me when you said
that. I think it's a problem a lot of people have, to be honest.
They're not going to buy these.
I think so. Right, it might need a bit of work. Mm-hmm. They're just titles at the moment.
There's no content. Good, right. Okay.
First one, ants in your pants.
I like it.
I've got ants in my pants.
No, I don't.
Or am
think
I in somebody else's pants?
I think maybe that's that idea. It's work in progress, but
Need a host. I like it.
And my personal favourite, all hands on deck.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Where people put their hands on you.
Yeah. Dale Winton, a host. I like it.
Now, Laura's got one idea that she really thinks will work. I don't know much about this at all, but it's something that we're keen to try with you now, if possible.
Right.
Okay.
If you're up for it, I'd like you to help present it.
Right.
If you want to do a pilot.
Just as an on-air pilot.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, do that.
If it's crap, we'll junk it. No one needs to know apart from the 6 million people that are listening now.
Yeah, no, we can do that.
It won't be crap, it'll be great. It's based on meal or no meal, but it's with liquid.
Right.
Okay.
And it's called the golden shot.
Right.
I like it. How golden is the shot?
Well, let's find out in just a moment.
It's natural and golden.
Will you?
And warm.
Yeah. So, would you...
Is this one you came up with on the toilet?
maybe you'd help us host the first ever edition of the Golden Shot for us in a moment, would you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
The first and only edition of the Golden Shot, just a moment.
It's coming next on Radio 1. Ant and Dekker with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're listening to Radio 1. Now, we're about to do our first ever, and probably last ever... edition of the Golden Shot.
Uh-huh.
I've never seen a blindfolded DJ before.
Which you've... I'm sure.
It's a common occurrence, you know.
Now, bit short notice on the theme tune, so we've only got the music from You Bet. From about...
Brilliant, but that's great.
You could have actually got the Golden Shot music, but...
Well, no. This is from, 1987.
Okay, this is better.
So, you know, you've got the script whenever you're ready.
Can we come in when we want?
Yeah.
Okay.
Give it a bit of music first. This is such a good theme tune. End of this bit.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hello and welcome to the first ever edition of The Golden Shot. Let's meet our contestants.
Yes, let's. Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hello, I'm Scott and I'm from London.
Hi, Scott.
Hi,
great
Scott.
To see you.
Thank great you. To see you. Pity you can't see us. We have life for yeah. Contestant two, what's your name and where you from?
I'm Chappers and I'm from Manchester.
Hi, you Chappers.
Hi,
great
hi
to have
there.
You on the show.
Great to
thank
have you,
you
here. Let's go through the rules. They're very, very simple. The rules of Golden Shot are, in front of us are five cups. Now, our two contestants are blindfolded. They must choose a cup and down the contents in one.
Now, one of the cups contains orange juice, one has got milk in it, one has tea in it, one's got wine, and one has a warm golden liquid.
Now, that would be the golden shot. You don't have to be Poirot to work this one out, but it's wee-wee.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was Sunny Delight.
So, basically, it's kind of like Russian roulette, but no one gets shot. You just drink some wee.
Brilliant.
Let's play the golden shot.
If anyone thinks the BBC is dumbing down at any point, just let us know on 81199.
And contestant number one, you're up first. Can we have the first shot, please? Oh, you reached in there. The blindfold is on. He has no idea what this is. Little sniff.
Drink it.
Get it down.
No sniffing allowed. I think you've got to go straight for the drink.
Yeah. Oh.
What's that?
You tell me.
I think it's milk.
You're absolutely right.
Well
it
done.
Was milk.
Yay!
Ha!
Okay, contestant number two, your shot, your first shot.
Right.
What is it?
These blindfolds are pretty tricky when they can't actually find the cups. Could be a long game show, this.
Don't pinch my nose as well.
No sniffing.
Why are you allowed to sniff it?
Gives it away.
Go on.
Drink it.
Some drink it would be nice.
What do you think?
I think that what...
Ow.
I think that was... orange juice.
You're absolutely right.
Yes!
Yeah.
Well done. Come well on, son.
Oh, this is incredibly tense.
Oh,
this
no.
is tense. It's nearly as tense as Poker Face, which is on the night at 8 o'clock. But let's get back to the golden shot.
Pick the
contestant
wee.
Number one, it's over to you.
Pick the wee.
Oh, I don't want to pick the wee.
He's worried. He's worried. What do you think it is?
I think it's cold tea.
You're absolutely right, it
well
is
done.
Cold tea.
Well done.
It rhymes with wee, but it is in fact tea. Well done.
Contestant so number two, it's over
two
to you.
Only two left, a 50% no. chance.
Are you seeing the potential now?
Yeah, oh, I can okay. see it now.
This
yeah.
is the
I'm glad
chosen.
We piloted it. Okay, yeah. so over to you.
Me too.
50-50 chance.
That's wine.
It is oh, wine! Which means we're left with one shot.
Contestant number one, it's over to you.
No, I don't want to drink wine.
Ah, gross! I can't believe he actually went through with it. Now, if this was my show, I would have just declared some kind of truce.
And do you know what? That's the second time I've drank wee in my life as well. The other time was when I Radio 1's Big Weekend in Derry, where I put my pint down.
Oh,
and someone
God.
Replaced it in the toilet with wee. Well, that was the golden shot. I think it went really well.
Yeah.
That's
amazing.
That's
oh,
winner.
My God.
See, I know you were doubtful at first. However, now yeah. we've played it, now we've piloted it, I think you can see there is some potential there.
I've just got a text off the head of ITV.
Have you? Excellent.
We're going to pilot it.
Tonight!
We're there, aren't we, really?
Scrap that poker face thing. Just put this on instead.
It's all got the ivy in disgust. Yes,
listen, Ant and Dec, thank you very much
thank
for coming
you.
In today.
Thank you.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1.